Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. A lot going on as football season nears, and MAC Media Day today, and one of the people there in attendance is Desmond Howard, who was being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, the National Football Foundation and Hall of Fame, bestowing that honor. And he was there to represent and his work with ESPN. We will try to get him on the show very shortly. I believe Fred Heumann had a chance to talk with him today, and that will probably be on Six Sports coming up very shortly. So if you're a Desmond Howard fan, you may want to check that out late tonight. Also want to mention that I said we were going to have a couple of coaches on tomorrow. We are going to have coaches on throughout the month of August. We hope that we will have all of the coaches for the Big Ten, with one or two exceptions. We just had Jim Tressel, so I don't think we're going to be able to get him back on the show, and there may be one or two others that are difficult. But last year, I think we batted about 85%, and we are definitely going to try to get Brian Kelly on the show as well from Notre Dame, a former Central Michigan coach. So we will be talking with him at some point during the month of August, I would guess. July is a vacation month for a lot of coaches, and they have to take the vacation when they can get it with the camp scene. So we will be following that situation very carefully. Also, a lot of transition in the high school ranks here, and some very familiar names, some very accomplished coaches will not be coaching next year, and would like to welcome in Tony Sweet. A lot of people know very well from all of his work with Grand Ledge. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Well, we just got a report. We just heard that you are not going to be coaching the Grand Ledge Comets next year. What can you tell us?
Well, I went yesterday. I was called in to have a meeting with the superintendent, and I thought the athletic director was going to be there. I was told he was going to be there, and I thought, well, I was going to meet with him and kind of get things shored around for next year and meet with him. And,
that's the new athletic director, right?
Yep, and go from there. And when I showed up, the new athletic director wasn't there. It was just superintendent and the personnel director. And when I went in his office, he said, I'm going to cut right to the chase. He said, we've lost our confidence in you to coach the varsity basketball team, and we're going to ask for your resignation. And if you don't give us your resignation, then we will terminate you. So I said, well, I don't have any choice in the matter here. That, he said, well, you have to choose. You have to decide. And I said, well, there isn't any choice for me other than, you know, option number C, which is to continue to coach. I mean, we just had a couple of big major fundraising drives that we did with all the kids and parents and did really well with that. We just got done with a great summer worth of playing with the kids and, you know, guys trying to figure out how to get used to playing without the big fella, you know, and we struggled a little bit early at
sure.
the Izzo shootout. And then the guys, you know, I sent them down and I said, hey, guys, I said, you know, there's 25 more shots. There's 20 more rebounds. And then they started figuring it out. And later on in the summer, we beat Waverly and we beat Eastern. And we started playing some really good ball. And I was so excited about, the upcoming season and our chances of, you know, being successful and just really looking forward to, you know, meeting the new athletic director and getting on the same page with him and then come to find out it was a meeting to terminate my employment. So
wow.
It's really a hard pill to swallow because it's my life. You know, I mean, I live for coaching basketball. I love it. And I grew up in Grand Ledge, born and raised here, played ball in Grand Ledge and went to school here, and, you know, it's just a really tough thing to kind of all comprehend right at this point. So.
Well, it's going to be a strange feeling to walk into the Grand Ledge High School gym and not see the sweet spot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All of the passion, we know the Grand Ledge community is about as involved in high school athletics as any, and certainly in football. I think it's maybe the toughest place in the world to get a parking spot on Friday nights. But We had a chance to talk with Steve Baker, the new Grand Ledge Athletic Director, a week ago Wednesday. Have we talked to him more than you have?
I've never met him. You know, I thought this was my opportunity. Yesterday was going to be my first opportunity to meet him and try and, you know, befriend him and get on the same page with him as far as the athletic program in Grand Ledge. I sent him an email and welcomed him to Grand Ledge, and he sent me one back and said, you know, anxious to meeting you and becoming a Comet, and that meeting has yet to happen. So,
Tony, how many years coaching in Grand Ledge?
This last year was my 14th year.
And, regardless of what happens on the court, unless there is some legal entanglement, and in this case I'm certainly not aware of one, and I'm sure you're not either, don't people deserve a little bit more than that in terms of notification, in terms of maybe an indication that something is amiss or that some things need to change? This is not the first time we've heard of this process in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, in May I had a meeting with Mr. Boyce and with the superintendent and Mr. Davis, and you know, they talked about some concerns and some things with the basketball. I guess it was kind of my evaluation at the end of the season, and I said, you know, well, you know, you're always going to have your parent concerns, and you know, you're going to have your issues that you have to deal with, and you know, so I said, you know, hey, we're going to head into the summer and have a real positive summer and really do things to help the program to continue to be where we're at. You know, I mean, in my tenure, you know, we've had some really good success, and I've, you know, had some great relationships with some kids and sent them to college and pros. And, you know, it's just disheartening because it kind of come right out of the blue, because, I mean, we had a great summer, and, you know, I mean, we did everything that we've done every summer, you know, tried to do everything, and it just floored me when I walked into the office and he told me that, you know, I had a choice to make, and it was to resign or that they were going to terminate me from my position. So from that standpoint, I mean, I didn't have a choice because I didn't choose to, you know, have either one of those. I wanted Plan C, to continue to coach basketball at Grand Ledge, and that wasn't happening. So.
Tony Sweet, 14 years, the head basketball coach of the Grand Ledge Comets, our guest on Ebling and You. Tony, when you had this year-end review, did you imagine that, A, your job was in jeopardy, or, B, your competence was in question?
No, you know, I mean, last year, yeah, maybe we could have won a few more games, and you know, there's some things that always happen throughout the course of the year that
decisions like this aren't made on a decision of a win or a loss, though, are they?
Well, no. You know, I mean, it's how you handle things, and I mean, you know, there's always decisions that you make, and when you have a player of the magnitude of John Horford you know, all the recruiting and all the things that go along with it, and all the, you know, I mean, the disciplines that you do with your kids and the decisions that you make are every day, you know, I mean, and the things that you do, you just try and do the best you can, you know, with everything that you do and all the decisions that you make and you know, and then you just move on. And I felt that I have to shave my face every day. And when I look in the mirror at the person that looks back at me, I have no regrets, or I wouldn't do anything different than the way that I've done them all 14 years, because I feel that I have done the best that I could do with the Grand Ledge basketball program. And that's the bottom line, I guess.
Tony, there is a greater issue here, and you are just another example, and in a line of, I would say, casualties based on what the administration, how they've responded to parents. Have you noticed a change in that regard? I mean, going way back, you can talk about terrific coaches who got out of the business because they got tired of that. Do you think that's where we're headed, and is that the problem in your case?
Well, you know, I mean, you always have issues, you know, I mean, because, I mean, and the neat thing about it is I had two boys that grew up and went through the Grand Ledge system, and one of them played, and one of them got cut from teams, you know, and they, in my eyes, they were both the best players on the team all the time, you know, because of that love thing. And so you're never going to get away from that. And that's just, you know, that's parents and their responsibility towards their kids. Some of them just take it a little bit too far. I'm not saying that's what it was in this case. You know, I guess I don't really know. You know, I mean, all the ambiguity out there right now that's kind of going around is just, you know, I asked the superintendent, I said, you know, you came to some of our summer league games. I said, what did you see that you didn't like? And he said, you know, well, it's just time to make a change, and it's just time to move on, and you need to make a decision. And I said, well, the decision that I want to make is I want to coach next year. And he said, well, that's not an option. You know, the options are you resign, or we will terminate you. So,
well, sometimes you don't have a decision. If someone says you can have the electric chair or lethal injection, I wouldn't say that's a decision.
Yeah.
The last question for you, Tony, known you a long time, what's next? Would you like to coach again? Would you coach somewhere else?
Well, you know, I would, you know, and it's kind of funny because the timing of this in May and June, you know, the Eaton Rapids job was open, the Lakewood job was open, the Charlotte job was open, and the East Lansing job was open, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, now those jobs, I believe, have all been filled. So, you know, my chances of getting something now, I mean, I did everything all summer, ran all the summer programs, ran our league and our summer camps for the youth, and, you know, all the fundraising things that we did. I mean, we just had things shored up to, you know. So as far as what's next, I mean, it's probably not going to be anything basketball-wise for this year, but, you know, I feel like I have more to offer. You know, I mean, I love working with kids. I love coaching kids, but I love coaching in Grand Ledge, and that's probably never going to be a reality for me again. But, you know, maybe someday, you know, I'll apply for another position, and it'll work out. And, you know, God's got a plan for me, and I don't know what it is yet, but it will be evident someday. Things happen for a reason, so.
Tony Sweet, 14 years, a Grand Ledge High School boys basketball coach. And, Tony, thank you very much for joining us and for your service to Grand Ledge community. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, Jack. Thank you.
All right. That's a surprise. We will be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to talk with Bob Filka, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Home Builders, coming up next on Ebling & You.